When mass protests erupted across the country in late spring, the first Wyoming community to join that national movement was the city of Riverton. Riverton is conservative and rural, with a population of about 11,000 people, but it's also surrounded by the Wind River Reservation. And that's the community that's taking the lead. This demonstration is led by a young Arapaho person from Wind River, Micah Lott.
Tonight is dedicated to all of our Black cousins and sisters and brothers who were murdered by police.
Hithitina nahabathin, yaka. Hello, my name is Micah.
Lott is one of a handful of people on Wind River who has experience organizing protests. They were an activist at Standing Rock, probably the largest indigenous-led protest movement in history. But Lott's roots as an activist trace right back here to Riverton, Wyoming.
It's kind of difficult to pinpoint when you come from a targeted community. There's probably like a lot of pivotal points like in my life that pushed me to the forefront of organizing things.
One of those pivotal points came in 2002 when Lott was just 9 years old. A white supremacist group announced that it would move its official headquarters to Riverton. People on the reservation were outraged and afraid.
The majority of the response had come from indigenous people, like the tribal leaders and people like that.
Stephanie Seahare, who's a citizen of the Northern Arapaho tribe, was a student at Wyoming Indian High School at the time. She and her classmates wanted to plan a protest, but there was no roadmap for them to follow.
We didn't really see too many protests or marches or rallies before that.
And a lot of people in the area wanted to keep it that way. The idea of a white supremacist group setting up shop in Riverton wasn't popular. But she says neither was the idea of a bunch of Native kids marching through town in protest. So there was a lot of pressure to keep the event not just peaceful, but positive.
We didn't want to divide people. We want everybody to come together. So we did the whole peaceful protest. You know, we did the walk from Walmart to City Park.
Hundreds of people came out to support them. There was no violence and no counter-protesters. That now annual event has become something of a blueprint for activism in the area. Ron Howard, who's also Northern Arapaho, leaned on that blueprint in the summer of 2015 when Riverton was grappling with another act of hate.
It was like a punch in the gut that something so brazen and so bold could have happened.
In an unprovoked attack, a white local had shot two Northern Arapaho men in the head while they were asleep in a detox facility. Sonny Goggles survived the shooting, but was severely injured. Stallone Trosper died that day.
I was angry, and I was confused, and I didn't know what to do, but I knew somebody had to do something.
Howard wanted to make sure that what Goggles and Trosper suffered wasn't swept under the rug. So he organized what would become another annual protest in Riverton. Despite the violence that prompted it, Howard called it a peace march.
In the name of peace and tolerance, that was about the only thing I could think of.
But younger activists like Michael Lott say all this focus on peace and unity lets racist people and systems off the hook. So the protests Lott is organizing today look a lot different.
No justice, no peace, no racist police.
Riverton's peaceful protest tradition has helped shape Lott's identity as an activist. But Lott is tired of being polite.
Why do we have to be put in that position where there's this continuance violence put against us, and then we have to be the peaceful ones and we have to be the polite ones, and yet still nothing changes?
Lott says Native people are only listened to when they're calm and cooperative. And as long as that's the case, nothing is going to change here. Since 2013, there have been at least three high-profile acts of violence against Native people in Riverton, including the murder of a homeless man and a recent police shooting. As of now, Wyoming is one of only three states without a hate crime statute. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.